I mean, talk about history. You know, the club's only been going 31 years. 1984, when Gary Hetherington took the bold move to fetch rugby league to Sheffield, and now we're in 2015 and we're still here, and it's 1,000 games. And you know, I've been a big part of them 1,000 games, with starting in 85, 86. So I've seen the good times, the tough times, the hard times. The rewards that we've got, you know, played it in some great games in playoff finals at Old Trafford in front of 30, 40,000, played at Wembley. And I suppose the ill-fated major when it had all gone and, it was all over. And luckily enough, a group of people, including myself, stood up and said, we want to keep it alive. And 400-and-odd games later, we're still here and we get to the 1,000th game. And, you know, it's significant for the club because there has been dark days. And I think that Gary probably, when he left, he thought that he couldn't make it work. But we've still got the light and we still believe that we can. And, you know, are we successful right now? Yeah, we are, because, you know, not only on the field as a first team, we're doing a great job with the players that, you know, making the club proud of them, but the scholarship, the academy, and the reserves. You know, we run a full structure, and we've got five kids from South Yorkshire in the first team squad. As captain is from Barnsley, Mitchell Stringer, who actually on Sunday plays his 299th game for the club. So that's a milestone as well. And you know, there's Eddie Batty, the squad number's number 8. Mitchell Singer, squad number 10. There's Corey Aston, obviously a relation of mine. And then there's young Greg Burns, one to watch. Connor Scott, one to watch. So we've got five kids from South Yorkshire playing for Sheffield Eagles first team, that's why we kept the dream alive for them, and that's why we kept the club alive 15 years ago, to develop and give kid dreams.
Before we get on to your current and future plans, Mark, give us your personal high and your personal low of your involvement with Sheffield Eagles all these years.
Oh, there's been so many highs. Obviously, people will remember the Wembley and beating Wigan against all odds. But, you know, there was the two premierships at Old Trafford against, it was Oldham and Swinton, which were significant. You know, it was the coming of the club, I felt. And, you know, 98 will always be one of them. You have dreams as a young man or as a young boy to play at Wembley on the greatest stadium in this country. And luckily enough, we achieved it. Not only achieved it, we won. The low was certainly the year after. I've got to say the merger with Huddersfield was a travesty and a disgrace as far as I'm concerned. And luckily enough, I was in a position where I could make an impact and keep a club alive. I guess there's other ones of disappointments. You know, I wanted to be one club man. I didn't achieve that, you know. I had a very short spell with Featherstone. Did I want to go? No. That's a story for Mr. Hetherington to answer. And I know he made a few quid out of that for the club, but it wasn't what I wanted. You know, I'd moved to Sheffield, and Sheffield was my home and still is. And, you know, I'm immensely proud of that.
There's a certain irony at the fact that you're playing in a pivotal game now against Featherstone Rovers this coming Sunday against at the Keep Moat, of course. We'll gloss over that for the moment, though, Mark, because what I think Eagles fans, South Yorkshire Rugby League fans, but also the broader spectrum of Rugby League fans is really interested in, is how solid your future strategy is going to be, because clearly you intend to get Sheffield Eagles back into Super League in its modern day form.
100%. The vision is ultimately to fetch Super League back to the fourth largest city, and a city of sport, they call it. So, you know, we've got massive links with both universities. You know, we train at Bawtry Road, Sheffield Alum University Sports Park, £6 million project, rugby fields on it, a 4G rugby pitch, a clubhouse to be, you know, that's second to none, changing room facilities, a grass pitch. You know, we train there at evenings, but also we've got a massive link with the Sheffield University. We train up there. They've got swim pools, they've got gyms, they've got yoga rooms, they've got weight rooms, they've got everything. This city has got everything to be a successful rugby league at the highest level. And that's what the vision is. And on top of that, you know, the new stadium that's It's flattened now. Don Valley's gone. There's no more. There's no return for it. The school is built and will be open in September, so that's exciting. The next phase of the ground comes on the back of that, which is linked with the UTC, you know, that's going to be about health, well-being and all that. There's going to be the NHS teaching hospital involved with it, you know, and it's going to be the Olympic Legacy Park, all about health and well-being. And we're a pivotal part of that, and the university is going to be there, and the pitch is going to be a state-of-the-art pitch where it's going to be a rubbish. It's going to be an home for Sheffield Eagles, and that is something that we've never had since 1984. Played at Owleton, we got Don Valley. In fact, no, we were at Owleton. We had, when Owleton got closed down for our usage, we ended up a year on the road. Then we got Don Valley. Don Valley gets knocked down, we end up back at Owleton. Then we end a year on the road, and then we hopefully go back into his own stadium. So I'm sure I've been here before, to be fair. But
I can't wait for your autobiography, by the way.
Yeah, but you know, and again, it's the dream. It's the vision. The next part of it is the stadium. The stadium, you know, hopefully will be built and put down on the Don Valley site, which will be for rugby, you know, which we can build an atmosphere, build a fan base. You know, I suppose the next thing for us is that one day, Super League, one day, a team full of South Yorkshire kids playing for Sheffield, because that is why we kept the club alive 15 years ago. And all them people that doubted us, said that the kids aren't good enough in Sheffield, we're still living to tell you that story will change. And, you know, there's kids who now are in the first team squad. You know, Mitchell Stringer, you know, just take him, 17, 18 year old, we signed him. He had 18 months with us, went to London and could have had a rosy career in the Super League. Didn't want it, he wanted to be in Sheffield. He's a Barnsley lad, and trying to get people out of Barnsley is tough enough, you know. And he's come back to Sheffield. He wanted to be involved in the community. What is this club about? Community. You can't have performance unless you've got community. You can't have community unless you've got performance. And he's a massive part of that, is Mitch. And it epitomises what this club is about. He's the captain. He's 299 games. He's played in World Cup. You know, he's played for Scotland on a regular occasion. And he got the Player of the Year in our competition a couple of years ago. And that is what this club is. Eddie Batty, exactly the same, you know. So there's people coming through, and what I do know, the kids are in South Yorkshire. There's no doubt about that. We're out there trying to find them. What we do need is the support. We need the support from the national governing body, the RFL. You know, we got kicked out of the academy a couple of years ago, which I thought was a travesty, out of the Super League. The kids aren't good enough. Who makes that decision? They're competing. That day, I got a phone call from Barry McDermott from Leeds Rhinos, and it just, it was icing on the cake for me, I suppose, when he said, I should be immensely proud of my academy. The night before the academy, he played Leeds Rhinos, Liam Sutcliffe and Bo Winston, all these playing for them, great players that have got big names in the game now. Our team from Sheffield went there and got beat 42-28, and it was nip and tuck. And Baz phoned me up the day after and said, Mark, you should be immensely proud of your boys. They're a credit to the club, and that makes me proud.
I think Barry McDermott's words to you then, Mark, are symptomatic of what people broadly want from Super League as far as the Eagles are concerned. That is for you to deliver on the field as well as off the field. Is Super League a dream, or is it a plan in terms of the results that appear to be on the way?
I think everything's about dreams. You know, it's 7 years old, I was having the dreams, being a professional rugby league player, playing at Wembley and playing for my country. And if you haven't got dreams, what's the point of being here? And so it is dreams. Is there a reality in that? Yes, the stadium is a massive part of that. As I said, the facilities are here. You know, Sunday's game is significant for us, because then we get to actually play in the middle eight. If we win this game on Sunday, you know, we get a chance to play in the middle eight against four Super League teams. Where are we at? Don't forget, we're a part-time team at this moment in time. And the significance against the performance against Bradford last weekend, you know, 65 minutes, we were beating them 30-6. They pulled it back and it got a bit twitchy at the end there, but we was all over them. We was, you know, and I've got to say, that performance epitomises what this club is about, and that team is that they run at nearly 100% ball control. It gives yourself a chance. But, you know, in a big game, they turned up with big numbers and actually delivered on the day. And that's what this Sunday is about as well. And we want to challenge yourself. I've got a great group of players. I've got a great backroom staff that are all working out to one day bring the Super League dream back to Sheffield. Why wouldn't you want it? You know, why wouldn't you want Leeds Rhinos playing in Sheffield, the fourth largest city? You know, I go uptown and the city centre is beautiful now. You know, we've got the training facilities, we've got the support from the university. What more do you want? The Rugby League need to engage with that as well and support that, because actually this city potentially can go to the next level. You know, there's exciting things going. When I talk about rugby, it's not just about Rugby League. Rugby Union's got to be part of that. There's loads of Rugby Union clubs in South Yorkshire. Where is the dream for them kids? Where is that dream that one day they could play for England Rugby Union? Why can't we work together? Where is the synergies? Leeds Rhinos do it. We want to do that. We're talking to Rotherham Titans all the time, the Titans as they are now, about how we can have that synergy together and how we can build a centre of excellence for rugby in South Yorkshire that everybody from school kids can be part of. And again, you know, there's a lot of hard work going in at this moment in time to make this all happen, and we're getting a little bit closer. I'm still pinching myself that we're developing. On the field, are we successful? 100%, you know, for the last 4 years, we got beaten in the grand final. We go back-to-back grand final wins against Featherstone and Batley. Then we get beaten in the semi-final. You can't win every year, can you? There's got to give somebody else a chance. And then we're back into third place this year. So the last 5 years have been successful for us on the first team. But the biggest success is the underneath and the foundations that's been laid and the relations we're building with the city and the big institutions in here, you know. And I'll just touch on the stadium again. There's going to be school 2 to 16 on the new stadium. 2 to 16, there's going to be UTC 14 to 19. The university is going to be part of that as well, so which is higher education, and the teaching hospital and the research centre for the health and wellbeing is going to be part of that, and we're going to be part of it as well, which is really, really exciting for me. And again, I keep pinching myself, because when that happens, I think that's a massive, massive statement and a landmark for Sheffield Eagles.